USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. has targeted a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate with an airstrike on Sunday. It's the second strike by the U.S. since the airport suicide bombing that killed 180 people. A strike on Saturday killed an Islamic State member believed to be involved in planning attacks against the U.S. in Kabul. The attacks come after the U.S. State Department urged U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport, immediately citing a specific credible threat. Hurricane Ida, now a Category 4 storm, packing 150-mile-per-hour winds and just shy of hitting Category 5, is now starting to hammer portions of southeastern Louisiana with hurricane-force winds, according to the National Hurricane Center's latest update. The worst of the storm could be felt in southeastern Louisiana, including New Orleans, by midday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A judge ruled that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order to ban mask mandates in the state. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is also fighting mask mandates in court, but the battle is far from over.
The battles in the courts pitting red state governors against mask mandates comes down to executive authority and the length and scope of emergency declarations, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
In a democracy, the governor, the executive, enforces the law. The executive doesn't make the law, except in cases of immediate emergency. This was a case not about whether you can have mask mandates or not. It was a case about who gets to decide.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Child obesity significantly increasing during the pandemic, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network. The greatest change in children 5 to 11 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
In one of Yemen's deadliest attacks in the country's civil war in recent years, a missile and drone attack killed at least 30 troops. It targeted a key military base, 65 people wounded. The casualty toll could rise as rescue teams clear the site. At least three explosions took place at the airbase, which is held by the internationally recognized government. No one yet has claimed responsibility for the attack. A new threat is emerging on the southern border.
Since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, national security experts have warned that ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists released from Afghan prisons by the Taliban could try to take advantage of the humanitarian crisis on the southern border and sneak into the U.S. Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection agents are reportedly focusing extra attention on looking for suspected terrorists among the people trying to illegally cross into the country. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman says that the U.S. has never been more vulnerable to terrorism and tells Fox News that it's because of the situation at the southern border.
I've been saying for 2 years that this border, when it's vulnerable, it's just not vulnerable to illegal immigration. It's vulnerable to public safety threats as criminals come across. It's vulnerable to public health threats because they're releasing COVID cases. But I said from day one, it's a national security issue. Border Patrol has already arrested 17 nationals from Afghanistan this year. And look, if you look at special interest aliens, those on terror watch list, they've already arrested 5.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.